And the latest economic numbers are, well, pretty shocking. 100,000 jobs in Canada's oil and gas patch gone due to the downturn. Our reporter Betsy Trumpener is here to put some faces to that number. And a good morning to you, Betsy.
Good morning, Robert.
So just how bad is it?
Well, you talk about putting faces to the unemployment numbers. I saw a lot of those faces and heard a lot of their stories just a couple of weeks ago at that Sightsee job fair here in Prince George. Up in Fort St. John as well, literally thousands of people lining up for a chance to hand their resumes in. We've been hearing a lot about job losses in Alberta and the oil patch there, but it's hitting hard right here in the Northeast and trickling down to Prince George, Prince Rupert, as Carolina just mentioned. I spoke last week with a car dealership here in Prince George that had advertised for a new staff person to do car washing. They told me that they got more than 30 applicants, which they said was a lot for that kind of job. A lot of the applicants from the Lower Mainland and Alberta. The urban legend, though, the story I first heard on social media, Robert, was that they'd received 300 job applications, which would have made the story quite a bit worse. So it's always hard to know exactly what's going on, but it does speak to an air of desperation and concern out there that, you know, people are out there saying 300 people applied for a car wash job and it might go to someone from Alberta.
Right. Well, I mean, the latest figure, 100,000 job losses. I mean, that in itself is pretty concerning.
The figure comes from the Financial Post, and it includes both direct and indirect jobs lost. Of course, when jobs are lost in BC's gas patch, there's this kind of harsh spin-off. Everything from cleaners in the local hotels to the guys who clean the rental cars to the commission salesmen in truck dealerships, they're all going to feel that hit. Mm-hmm. Things have been bad for quite a while in the piece. Over the last little while, a lot of the drilling that is going on is to have gas ready if and when LNG projects are approved. But smaller players are only able to fund that kind of get-ready exploratory drilling if they're relying on oil revenues to fund it. Of course, right now, the only folks rich enough to stick it out in the piece are the majors. And they're also cutting costs. They're looking for discounts. But of course, these numbers are just numbers. And I wanted to hear stories from real people who've been affected in what I've been thinking almost as the gas patch going through a sad patch. First, we're going to meet Tamara Kemble. She and her family are here in Prince George, but for a decade, her husband's been commuting to work in the patch, first in Alberta and more recently in Fort St. John.
My husband, he was an electrician and he worked in northern BC and Alberta in the oil patch. He's lost his oil patch job. The loss of the benefits was huge because we have some medical issues within our household and so prescriptions are $1,000 a month or more. And that's really tough on EI. We need income. I just hope we can get a job. Things started going bad last February, like less work, less income, less some of the benefits he used to get flown to work and a home provided for him in Fort St. John, and all of that went last February. And so, we knew it was coming. Maybe not a complete stop of work, but we saw a downturn definitely a year ago.
Did you expect that things would slow down like this?
No, we got cocky. And then oil prices tanked and jobs were lost. It's a huge hit to the ego to lose, you know, the ability to just drop everything and travel or go buy a new truck. We were living within our means, well within our means, so we're going to be okay for quite some time. Mm.
You can hear how hard it is, I mean, for a family that's had a steady paycheck.
Well, the really interesting thing is that, yeah, this Prince George family has fallen on hard times. You can hear it in her voice. Mm-hmm. Tamara's husband is looking for work full on. But one thing that I found most fascinating about this family is that with their free time right now, they're helping out one of the Syrian refugee families that's new to town. So that really struck me that despite their misfortune, they're giving back by helping others. And Tamara's saying she gets so much love back from meeting these new people that she's actually getting a lot more than she gives. And that's a story of hard times, but also generous times.
That's nice to hear, I guess, obviously, given the numbers we're hearing. What other stories are you hearing?
Well, another similar one from Sheldon Feener in Fort St. John. He's someone who talks a lot and gives to people who are down on their luck. He heads the Salvation Army in Fort St. John, and he says more and more often he's meeting men who've lost their jobs and need help.
What I'm hearing for the most is that there's just no work here at all. You know, they get laid off with no promises of anything coming up. Oftentimes people will get laid off and they're told, you know, give us a month or give us a couple of weeks and we'll have you back. But there's no promise whatsoever of anything. And there have been people that have been laid off and have been off for, you know, 2 or 3 months now and just have nothing to go for and just have to make that decision and go. It's difficult because, you know, the sacrifices they make when they work in the patch, you know, they go away from their families for weeks and months at a time. They're sacrificing part of their life and their livelihood to bring back this money so that their families can be sustained. And then when it's gone, they're left with their trucks that they need to have to get in and out of the patch, and no money to pay for them. So it's tough for them.
So, gosh, what do they do, Betsy?
Well, they lose their job, they can't pay their rent, they can't pay their truck payments. Some of them show up at the Sally Ann in Fort St. John and ask Sheldon Feener for a Greyhound bus ticket. They're so hard up, they need help now just to get home.
They'll come in and most of them are even still dressed in their work gear and they're just, you know, I don't have, there's nothing here left. I've got no way to get home. Can't afford to spend the money on the bus ticket. These are very proud people that have, you know, worked very hard and to provide for their families and are now stuck.
Captain Feener says this kind of thing used to happen maybe once a month. Now he's buying Greyhound tickets for people about 8 times a month. People who need help to get back to Alberta or the Lower Mainland. Sometimes they even need clothes from the thrift store or food from the food bank.
Falling pretty hard. Pretty sobering stuff. Now I'm trying to understand we've got more on this story tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to hear how this sad patch for the gas patch is hitting Dawson Creek hard. Rising crime, but no money for more cops.
Dawson Creek used to be a sleepy hollow for policing up to about a year and a half ago. We've seen a significant increase in violent crime. We had the shooting earlier, a kidnap taken up into a rural location and shot in the leg 4 times. We've had a number of other abductions. You have a number of individuals who come here and at some point they're making 6 figures working oil and gas industry, but because we've had a significant slowdown in that industry, a lot of them are now out of work and may now resort to returning to that criminal lifestyle because they're no longer making that big money, right?
And that's RCMP Sergeant Ed Reinick. We spoke to him back in November about this rise in crime. And despite that, Dawson Creek saying it's got no money in these hard times to hire more cops. And Robert, the latest figures from the BC government, the northeast of BC now has the province's top unemployment rate, 8.5%. Now tomorrow at 6:45, 7:45 in the Peace in Fort Nelson, Daybreak's Andrew Criata will be back to tell us this story about Dawson Creek and how you split up that city budget when there's not much coming into the coffers.
Lots to talk about. Betsy, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Robert.
Betsy Trumpener, of course, our CBC News reporter, and we'd love to hear your stories of hard times in the gas patch, or maybe you've got a more hopeful, happy tale to help inspire us in this downturn. Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or call your story into our listener line, 1-866-340-1932.